Here we make an important and possibly controversial remark. We claim that Java is very likely to be a dominant language. Some people will say that Java might be replaced by some of the alternatives, although the momentum Java has is difficult to derail. So when we talk about Java, we talk about Java or whatever it turns out to be or whatever replaces it. We believe it's going to be a very important language, not just because it's the language of the web, but also because it is a pretty good language. And in fact, probably more attractive than existing languages because of its natural linkage with graphics and the web, which makes it so much nicer to learn. Instead of getting a printout, you get a nice web applet which you can show to your peers. Surely a more gratifying way of learning programming. So even if our teachers don't endorse Java, my belief is children will, and Java will take over as the bottom-up revolution. If we compare Java with Fortran, it seems relatively clear that Java is a pretty good scientific computing language. As Ken Kennedy assures me, we can build compilers that are essentially as efficient for Java as for Fortran because Java has nice, simple types which can be compiled very effectively as it has no pointers. But its object structure, I think, is clearly better than Fortran or even Fortran 90. Much easier to understand and more natural. About software engineering and replacing C++, you could argue the additional functionality of C++ is essential for major system building. That's obviously relatively controversial. So I would make the possibly important statement that Java will surely replace Fortran. It may or may not replace C++.